views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Your journey on the path of freedom starts here. A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell. Walking the Path of Freedom is a celebration of those brave spirits who have faced their fears and reclaimed their power. Andrew is dedicated to challenging the old paradigms and setting you on your path to living a life free from limitation. You're about to begin the journey of becoming your higher self in a life untethered. And now, here is your host, Andrew Martin, and co-host, Jeremy Newdell.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show today. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. My name is Andrew Martin, and I am one of your hosts today here with my fantastic friend, Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so good.
I'm laughing because we had a little bit of a technical difficulty, so we're getting a late start, and the title of today's show is Exploring Attachments, and we were just chatting, and you were saying, well, I guess it was a good thing we weren't too attached to the show, which I think is hysterical. I think that's hilarious. You know, when things happen, you know, that's the beauty of technology, right? You have to sort of be ready for it, for anything to happen.
Totally.
And I am super excited to talk about today's topic. For those of you who are listening in, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com, click on the player that you see my face and Jeremy's face on there, and it will open up a window with a live player, and there'll be a little icon in the corner that says ask. And so if you are interested in asking us a question or have a comment or something that you would like to discuss on today's show relative to our topic, we will be checking our email. You can send us a message if you'd like us to interact with you or answer your question. And today's topic is all about exploring attachments. And Jeremy, this is something that you and I talked about, I guess it was like a week ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny to see how, you know, even in the midst of us picking a topic that seems to be sort of random or in the moment, it just seems inspired. I think it's always beautiful how, for me anyway, the lessons around that topic then sort of start to show up in my own life.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah, but you know, what I want is for you to kind of explain, because I have my own ideas about attachments, and I think it's something that we talk a lot about in, you know, the spiritual community or the consciousness community. But what are your thoughts on the idea of attachment? Like, to you, what does that mean?
Well, you know, when I think of attachment, I think of like bodhisattvas in India that are sitting around and talking about how you should release your attachments to the external world and to all that kind of stuff. And you know, that's so beautiful, and there's, you know, so much value and merit to that. And I think one of the biggest things that's changing in the spiritual, I would say community, but just really reality in general, I think just the, one of the big shifts that are happening is that, you know, when we look at attachment, we look at, it's not so much like what we're attached to, or should I be attached to the outside world or any of that sort of thing. It's more so this feeling of not being free of, you know, because when we look at attachment, it's really just that kind of like, you know, parasite is kind of a bad like word, but that's kind of what it is. It's this idea that I can't be okay on my own. I need to kind of hold on to something in order to be okay. And that's like the overall theme, I guess, of this idea of attachment. But I really today, I want to sort of go a little bit deeper into it, and not so much, you know, how you can rid yourself of attachment, which is something that is a valuable and, you know, authentic and important milestone to get on the spiritual journey. But I think really loving the one who feels attached and allowing yourself to feel whatever you're feeling, whether that be attachment or whatever it is. And so sort of being really kind with yourself when it comes to what you do feel attached to, because at the end of the day, you know, your attachments aren't really something that you're actively doing. And I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions, is that we think that we are attached to something, or we are holding on to something and we have to let it go. And I really think that there's a time and a place that your soul's evolution wants to be attached to certain things. And sometimes you just don't really have a choice to whether or not you're attached to something. And so I think it's not so much about, okay, how can I rid myself of my attachments to the external world, or rid myself of attachments to my relationships, or rid myself of attachments to anything. I think more so really being with yourself and being kind with yourself, with what you are attached to, because that's really the crux of where we're at right now. It's not about getting rid of the things that we don't like. It's about loving ourselves through what we're experiencing and through that high vibration of love and acceptance and oneness and all inclusivity is actually how you transmute these ideas of attachment and suffering and all these types of things that we try to sort of run away from, or we try to be a good spiritual student. And if we aren't, if we see that we have attachments, or we see that we have pain in our lives, we think that we're not doing, our spiritual homework or whatever. And really, right. I think what the most important thing here to recognize is that, you are here to experience this life exactly how it is being led, and being kind and gentle with yourself through a lot of these attachments and through a lot of these kind of harder things that we're going through is really where you're going to sort of come out the other side, and you're going to find that place of home again. And what's really, really beautiful, and one of the most amazing gifts of attachment and of all these things, is that once you do sort of allow them to, in a sense, devastate you, in a sense, break your heart open, because that's really what they're here to do. They're here to break your heart completely open. And when you allow that to happen, then you come back to home. And we all know that feeling of home. You come back to home, and it feels homier than it's ever felt before.
Mm, that's and so beautiful. I mean, we were joking last night online, and I was saying, I'm going to call you Yoda. Because the wisdom that comes through you is just, it kind of, I just, even listening to you talk, I relax into this ease of it, because I think when I was thinking of attachments, I think that there's definitely the idea of attachments as a needy, sort of clingy, sort of desperate feeling. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a very real experience. But I think that just like the ego, there is this very outdated perspective that a lot of us have. And, I just use this as a catch-all term in the spiritual community or the awareness community or whatever you want to call it, that this idea that the ego and attachments are something that we need to get rid of. It's something that's a liability. It's something that, sort of diminishes us. And it's sort of the same idea of like, we're here to transcend our humanness. And I think you're absolutely right that, yes, there is a part of the journey that says, sort of pull yourself out of the engagement with the ego, pull yourself out of the engagement with the attachments, pull yourself out of just being grounded in a solely human experience. I think so that we can get a clearer perspective on what it really means to be human, and understand that at that point, we at some point have to kind of come back into it and embrace it and embody it and see that I can have an ego that lives in service of my soul and of my purpose. And I can have attachments that, when I'm consciously aware of them and my relationship with them, they don't have to be a negative thing, right? Like, my humanity is not something to transcend. It is something to embody fully so that we can change what the definition of being human really is.
Absolutely.
And I love that idea of allowing ourselves to sort of be broken open by our life and by our experience, because once we see consciously our relationship with things like attachment, then we get to consciously choose then what that relationship becomes. And sometimes, it is very clear, like, okay, I need to let this go. It's not healthy for me. It doesn't serve me. It holds me back. And I'm clear on all the ways that it does. And I love it for what it has taught me and where it has brought me. And then there are attachments. I read something the other day that said, it was talking about the topic of attachment, and it was sort of going around the same idea that we so often give attachments a bad name, but that actually things like attachment to the soul purpose and attachment to the physical body as a beautiful opportunity and an amazingly, you know, constructed instrument that allows the soul to experience self through form, those I don't think are unhealthy attachments. And like you said, like sometimes, and it's sort of like being a human, having an ego is part of the human experience. You can't be human or you can't be a functional human without one. And so this idea that it's something that we have to get rid of or that we have to, you know, sort of cut off of ourselves, I think, man, that just sets us up for a lifetime of suffering because it's just never going to happen.
And isn't it so funny, too, that we can even be in a space of attachment and feel that feeling and simultaneously know that I need to let something go. Mm-hmm. But how funny is it that having that thought of thinking, I need to let this go, doesn't actually cure or help or remedy the attachment, the feeling mm-hmm. of attachment. And so what does that really tell us? That tells us that, yes, at a conscious level, we all really know what we need to do. We all know what, you know, when we're really paying attention, we really know what is calling us forward. And we know the energy that's propelling us forward. And we can feel into that. But at a certain point, it's actually that wisdom and that knowledge is really not there to be our remedy. It's not there to fix anything. It's not there to help us feel better in that moment, because what's actually happening is that these feelings of attachment are arising to actually pull the cellular debris that are associated with these attachments that have, you know, we have these deep cellular memories from past lives and from earlier in our life in this life, and we have them there, and they need to come up to be experienced, and that's why they're here. So it's not about ridding yourself of attachments. It's about allowing yourself to feel the attachments as full-heartedly and as fully as you can and as you're willing to, so that these feelings of attachment and these feelings of suffering or whatever it may be can come out of you and be released.
Mm. Yeah. Totally. And they can come into a full level of awareness and consciousness where we're able to observe them for what they are, see them and accept them as they are, love them and love ourselves and our relationship with it. And I think that that is what helps us reclaim, you know, if we have the perception that we are powerless against an attachment, that allowing it to move through us actually shows us the sort of the full 360 experience of it. And therein lies the realization of like, oh, I see now this thing doesn't, it's kind of like the kids, you know, it's sort of like a kid's security blanket. You know, when a child is really young and they have their security blanket or their whoopee or their little teddy bear or whatever it is, it's only infused with the power that the child perceives it has because that's how the child perceives it. But at some point, the child has an awareness as they grow up and get a little bit older, and they are able to see that, like, oh, this is merely a blanket, and my relationship with the blanket is changing. My belief in the blanket has shifted. And really, a child doesn't really ever stop to question their attachment to their blanket or their stuffed animal. They just live it, and they love it, and they embrace it until they don't need to anymore.
Yeah.
And they never chastise themselves. I mean, probably sometimes there are some kids maybe who have done that, but I think for the most part, a kid isn't sitting there having an existential crisis about, why do I give this blanket so much power? Why do I always want to hold on to this blanket? And I think it's kind of, you know, hearing you talk about the willingness to just let it be present, it's kind of like the, you know, I think resistance is another one of those buzzwords in our, you know, in the spiritual world that gets a bad rap. And we think like, oh gosh, I'm feeling resistance. I'm doing something wrong. I need to change my focus or back up. And I would say that resistance oftentimes, I think, is merely us rubbing up against the fence of our comfort zone, right? We've reached a boundary and we're rubbing up against it. So we're feeling some friction. And that doesn't mean that we've done anything wrong. I think what it means is we have an opportunity to sit and examine and experience our relationship with our previous limitations.
Absolutely.
And our willingness to experience that discomfort of like, oh my gosh, I'm being asked to do something I've never done before, or I'm going in a direction I've never gone before. I posted something about this on my Instagram and my Facebook yesterday. we're saying, you know, when you're going into the unknown, when you're stepping into the void, which is required if we're going to make, you know, authentic, real, lasting change, it's going to be uncomfortable at first. You know, if you've never lifted 50 pounds before, it's going to be a little uncomfortable the first time that you do. But discomfort, I don't think, or resistance means necessarily that there's anything wrong, just like I don't think attachments mean that we're somehow, you know, getting a D minus on being spiritual.
Right. I want to take a little bit of a deeper look on this idea of attachment, because when attachment comes in, when attachment arises, a lot of the time, I would say all of the time, it's showing us where in our lives where we are destined to be free.
Mm.
And I think it's important to acknowledge that, that when this attachment is coming up, it's showing us where we are holding on with a death grip because we are so afraid of being free in a certain way. And that's kind of a weird thing to say. It's scary to be free. And if you think about it, the only reason that we feel afraid to be free of these things that we're so attached to is because we're feeling the feeling of attachment. Mm. And so really what it comes down to is our willingness to just be with the feeling, because the feeling itself isn't showing us something that we are actually afraid of. It's showing us actually the opposite. It's showing us our grandest, most potent potential for our most liberated freedom. And so in that moment, it's important to just allow yourself to feel it and allow yourself to move through it. The other night, I had a very, very magical feeling of attachment, a very wonderful and glorious feeling of entitlement wash over me. And there was nothing I could do. I just had to, you know, I sort of drew some pictures and I tried to get it out. You know, I did everything I could to just run away from it. But at the end of the day, all I could do is just let it kind of devastate me and let it, you know, just be at the mercy of it. And the most beautiful thing happens when you're willing to let whatever you're attached to just completely annihilate you, is you actually get to see the mercy of the universe. You get to see how merciful reality is when you're willing to step into the feeling that you're so afraid to step into. Mm. And it's there. And the feeling of being afraid to step into it is actually like the most delicious part about it, because if it was easy to be willing to step into this feeling, then we wouldn't have that feeling. We wouldn't have that drive and that pull of, this is ultimately what I want to be free of, and this is ultimately what I will be free of, and what is destined for me to be free of. So these things that we're attached to are really just little snapshots of things that we're ultimately meant to be free of, and we're ultimately meant to show the world that they can be free of.
Yeah, and I love that perspective of, you know, it's actually showing us where our freedom lies, and it is the grace of the universe or spirit or whatever you call it that's saying, I am giving you an opportunity to fully feel, for you to fully feel your attachment to something and to move through the fear that oftentimes comes right before the release of it. And to move through that fear and having that experience of it, and then to breathe that sigh of relief on the other side and go, oh, look, I let go of it and the world didn't open up and swallow me whole. You know, I didn't get struck by a bolt of lightning, or maybe I did. And then if that's the case, well, then game over and no problem.
Then you're really free of your attachment.
Yeah, exactly. And then you see them for what they really are. But I think it's sort of, you know, this idea that has been coming up for me a lot lately for myself, and then in, you know, work with my clients, is the idea around control, and how control and the desire to control and the illusion of control is really just pointing us in the direction of our trust issues. Mm-hmm. And it's only ever really a relationship. It's only really ever, ultimately, when you come down to it, is just trusting in ourselves. And that trust that if I'm being asked to give something up, or if I am feeling like something is being taken away, it's only because I don't need it anymore.
Yes.
And can I trust that this benevolent, you know, this idea of a benevolent universe or a benevolent creator, or that my relationship with myself is always, you know, it's me guiding myself forward. Can I trust that? And I think that that's really a lot of what is at this level, this sort of one of the foundations of this attachment idea is trust. And saying that, you know, I don't want to let this go because what if what I get in return isn't as good, right? Mm. Can it be better or can it be more freeing? Or like you said, being afraid of our freedom. I think a lot of times the scariest thing is getting what we want because then we are responsible for it. And then we're accountable for what we have brought in. And then we have to, you know, what I call the struggle blanket. We have to surrender the struggle blanket, right? The story that tells me why I can't be in love or why I can't be successful or why I can't be whatever, that becomes a very comfortable place often. And we get very attached to the story of defeat or victimhood or suffering. And even though that may be a less than desirable place, and we may be talking all the time about how I wish I could let this go, when the time comes often to let it go, that's when we freak out and pull back and wrap that struggle blanket around us, I think, even tighter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if we look at things that we're attached to in our life, so for example, a relationship, maybe the home that we're living in, maybe even in a sense, food can be a sense of, oh, I can't live without this lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is really what it's ultimately pointing us to, is that whenever we feel really attached to something, the reason we feel attached is because we think we can't live without it. And when we think we can't live without something, time and time again, every single time, we will be shown that, yes, indeed, we can live without it.
Isn't that the truth? It is. Isn't that like the great irony of, you know, it's almost like, you know, every time you get to the comfort zone, that's a sure sign that you're about ready to be pushed outside of it.
Right. And that, and if we weren't pushed outside of our comfort zone, we would just be bored as shit. we would just be so bored. And that's why, you know, these attachments are so healthy, and really feeling into these attachments are so healthy, because we ultimately, our highest self, our highest ideal, want to be free of the things that we think we can't live without, because we want to be free as a being. We want to wake up in the morning and feel like everything that we need is here.
Yeah.
And already exists within us and is provided for us by the world and by Gaia and by the universe.
Totally. And it is that, and we're going to go to break in a minute so we can pick up where we're leaving off here, but it is that idea that we are born free from the soul, sovereign, eternal, infinite self perspective. We are always free. We are born free. And the soul self will oftentimes choose a human experience that is fraught with limitation and fraught with the experience of not being free so that we can move through that. It's like we start, you know, when we're in the void of creation and we start there and then we go into the human experience, then it's all about unbecoming what we've never been. And I think that that's what a human experience is, right? It's really our soul. It's us driving ourself to get back to that place so that we can embody that inherent freedom in the human experience and understand that, oh, all of these stories and attachments and beliefs and limitations, they aren't me. And I don't have to hang on to them, and I can shift my relationship with them. We've got to take a break. So we're going to continue this amazingly fascinating conversation when we get back. Again, if you would like to send us a question or a comment, you can do so via email. Go to transformationtalkradio.com. Click on the player with my face and Jeremy's face on it. It will open up a new window, and then you'll see a little corner up there that says ask, and you can send us an email, and we may discuss it live on air. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you in part by Moon Recording. Moon Recording is our proud home here at A Life Untethered and is located in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. If you have any recording needs, you should definitely check them out. They offer affordable recording services to musicians and podcasters, and their friendly staff specializes in recording everything from full bands to vocals in their vocal production suite. For 1 hour free, visit moon.nyc and enter code UNTETHERED when booking your first session.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi there, this is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. If you've listened to the show, you know I talk a lot about listening to your body. Here's the deal. Listening to your body takes quieting your mind, and I want to teach you how. Actually, we're going to start right now. Take a deep breath, a truly deep breath, all the way to the top of your inhale, and then exhaling to the very bottom of your belly, breathing, feeding your body the oxygen and fuel it needs. This is the first step in listening to your body. There's more, but it's so easy. I want to share a quick meditation with you to help you instantly reconnect with yourself and listen to your body. Simply go to audreymichelle.com/tips and download it for free today. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled michelle.com/tips.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. My name is Andrew. You're listening to us on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Jeremy and I were talking about attachments today, and I'm loving this conversation. And on the break, we were discussing, like, where do we want to go with this and what else do we want to talk about? And we're so clever. We said, you know what? I'm just in the flow. I'm unattached. But I want to kind of talk about, you know, this idea that popped into my head. I think, you know, talking about how attachments can be a positive thing or how they can be something that can actually benefit us. And, you know, a lot of this I'm sort of kind of figuring out as we go along, right? But this idea just popped into my head that, you know, I think attachments to the human experience or to the human body or to, you know, a habit or a pattern or whatever it is that we're attached to, when it's consciously done, like, you know, I always use my shoes, for example. I have a lot of shoes and I don't need any, you know, I think if I have more than one pair of shoes, I'm a very lucky man. And I have I'm a lot better off than a lot of people in that department. But I love shoes. But also I know that I don't need them. And if, you know, if everything went sideways and I had to pack a bag and run out of the house with one pair of shoes, I'd be able to do that and be just fine. No, I'm not defined by my shoe collection, but I think that this idea, and to me, I think that's sort of an example of what we're talking about is it's one thing if I were to be like, oh my God, my shoes, I can't live without them. You know, I'm anxious about it. I'm stressed about it. But to be very unattached to this idea that my shoes don't define me, it's something I like. It's part of the human experience that I have chosen. It's part of my human costume, whatever you want to call it. But I think that certain attachments can actually ground us and keep us in a, you know, a realm of physical reality. Cause I believe that, you know, we didn't, like we were saying in the beginning, we didn't come here to escape or transcend the human experience. We actually came here to sort of rewrite what is possible. And I think oftentimes we get stuck in sort of this airy fairy land, you know, sort of non-physical, very high, you know, if we want to talk about the chakra, sort of stuck in the crown chakra, and I'm kind of out here floaty floaty. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think it's important to sort of balance that with being in the body and being rooted in the lower centers and being in the human experience. And I think in that sense, maybe chakras can actually help us. Mm. Is that crazy? Am I like...
No, yeah. I'm just feeling into this. And I feel when attachments come up and it, you know, I think we can kind of trace a lot of negative feelings around this idea of attachment. And whenever they come up, for me, what I've been experiencing is a sort of reorientation that they provide, that they gift me with. And it sort of reorients me in a certain direction that I feel a deep longing to get to. I feel like it actually, because what happens is we go through our lives and we're processing a lot, and we're in a time where we're really integrating all of our different lifetimes and all of these different aspects of ourselves. So we're feeling a lot every day, and so when a certain attachment comes up, what happens is, when we really pay attention and we really allow ourselves to be with it and to sit with it and to be kind with ourselves in the process and sort of, in a sense, allow ourselves to be a little bit out of control, actually fully out of control, because when we allow ourselves to be fully out of control, when we're in these feelings of attachment, we actually give ourselves permission to live our lives. Mm-hmm. We give ourselves permission to move through these attachments and actually sort of give in to the way that the universe is orienting us. Because that's really what's happening is, we're all, everything is golden and great and beautiful and unicorns and butterflies. And then we all of a sudden get, knocked off of the horse with these feelings.
Or knocked off the unicorn.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You get knocked off the unicorn. And what that does is it really does act as a sense of grounding. It sort of puts us in our reality and it allows things to get really raw and really real. And what that does is it reorients us to actually maneuver our reality in a more realistic way, in a more... How can I say this? It actually aligns us with our purpose in a deeper way, because we're actually getting to the raw bones of what we actually want. Because the reason the attachments are coming up is because we have a certain ideal, we have a certain perspective that we know we want to ultimately be at. There's a state of being that we ultimately want to be at. And these feelings of attachment are showing us where how we are being in the moment are not in alignment with that ideal state of being. And so it's actually a perfect road marker, and it's a perfect sort of, it's literally like the universe just like moving your head, like, from one side to the other, being like, yo, you need to look at this.
Yeah.
Because it's showing you where you aren't necessarily being in alignment with your ideal self. And that is the greatest gift. And if you went to a therapist and if you went to a therapist and they just like moved your head to the place that you needed to look at in order for you to fulfill the ideal version of yourself, you would give them so much thanks and say thank you. But really that's really just what we're doing, but we're doing it on an inner level. We don't need somebody on the outside to necessarily do that. We have our inner technology, our inner engineering to do that for us, where we have these certain feelings that are pointing us in the direction of our highest evolution. And so that's why it's the most important thing to just be so kind and so gentle with yourself, and to just really know that whatever's arising right now, yeah, it feels like the end of the world. Yeah, it may feel like, oh my God, everything that I want is crumbling and whatever. But it's actually you on the highest level, moving your head and saying, hey, look at this. This is what we want you to look at, because you have summoned so much energy and so much passion towards what you ultimately want to be.
Totally.
And so it's really a beautiful, beautiful reorientation mechanism that happens. And so when we have these attachments that come up, the easier we are with them and the sort of, and when I say the easier we are with them, like, I don't mean that you're going to be feeling attachment and you're going to be like, oh, I just have to be easy with myself.
Right.
Like,
oh, I love my attachment.
Yeah, no, like you, like, if you want, do what you got to do. Like, sometimes
right. It might be a brutal thing.
Yeah, like, it's going to, like shit's going to go down, like, sometimes, But, like, but again, like, being, like, easy with yourself during that. So, this is just my example that I had a couple nights ago, is I was just feeling this just, like, gnarly entitlement and whatever. And I was just like, I know I'm going to, I want to release this somehow. And we're all very diligent with these types of things, because we don't want to feel these feelings. But, so I started drawing, and I was like, I literally hated everything that I drew. And like, I was like, I'm just going to post it on Instagram just like for whatever.
And to punish yourself.
Exactly. But I let myself do it. Not that I let myself, I posted on Instagram. Instagram, then I deleted it like a minute after. But like, I let myself totally be as gnarly as I wanted to be. And when it was all said and done and the rain cleared, and funny enough, we had this crazy storm that happened during it. And it's funny how the outside world really is a perfect reflection in every moment. But I sort of just like let myself do whatever the hell I needed to do, but also sort of in the guidelines of knowing that this is my highest. This is what I really want to achieve. Like right now I'm doing a fast, 11 days for an 11 year. And so something came up that I wanted to sort of break the fast. And so, but I kind of like, you know, I sort of knew in my highest ideal that that's not really what I wanted to do. So it really does take a level of paying attention and really being honest and authentic with yourself. But at the same time, you're going to do some, you know, you're going to do some gnarly stuff. And I think the more you kind of allow yourself and be patient with yourself and be gentle with yourself to sort of go through that storm in whatever way that works for you, in whatever way that you feel called to, in whatever way, you know, then that's ultimately going to be the state of being that you're going to actually allow this energy to move through you in the most graceful way.
Totally. And it's kind of like, I don't know why I keep giving this image of, you know, when we're talking about this is between you and you, this is you from the higher place or the higher perspective, or just the non-physical place guiding yourself forward. And it's almost like when you go to the eye doctor and they're like, is it number one or number two? Now, which one is better? Is it number two or number three? And so, you know, oftentimes in our experience, they go, no, that's really blurry and it makes my eyes hurt. But it really is. It's always moving us towards that clarification.
Yeah.
It's moving us towards that clarity. It is moving us
towards a great analogy.
Fit that allows us to see more clearly. And, you know, we've got to take another break here in a second. But I say this all the time. Like, if you believe that your life is supposed to always be easy, convenient, and comfortable, then have a seat. Because you're going to be waiting for a long, long time. You know, we didn't come here for chutes and ladders. We came here for an experience that is commensurate with our abilities as master creators. We came here to move the mark on what it is possible to do while in a physical body as a non-physical being who is now moving into this physicality for the duration of the experience of Andrew. And it doesn't mean that one is better or worse. It doesn't mean that I need to give credence to one or the other. It means it's like a game of catch, right? Sometimes my higher self, my non-physical self, my guides, whatever you call it, sometimes I pass myself the ball and say, okay, Andrew, now run with it. And I run with it. And I get to a point where I say, okay, I'm at a point now where it's time for me to move beyond, right? So it's this back and forth, it's reciprocal relationship. And when we get stuck in something and when we get attached to something and believe that this is as far as it goes or as good as it gets, it's like we've worked ourselves into a cul-de-sac. And at that point, it's almost like we kind of owe ourselves the experience of being willing to ask, okay, well, what else can I do? Or what else is possible? And like you said, like, you know, when an attachment comes up and we're being asked to go into that uncomfortable place, it's not always going to be sunshine and roses. But I do know this for sure is with enough deliberate, focused effort and enough willingness to be present with yourself and whatever your experience you're having, you do reach a tipping point where if you maybe don't embrace the unknown or the release of an attachment, you at least understand and begin to sense like, oh, this is what I'm being called to do. And so rather than put it off, I'm going to move into it. Like you said, I'm going to post this ugly drawing that I hate. I'm going to let myself be in the funky, raw, gnarly, nasty, tangled place. Because as I allow myself to do it, it really shows me in its own time, in its own way, what is really present. And then it works itself out when I'm allowing myself to be present and I'm willing to be there and to just sit with it. Beautiful. I'm loving this conversation. We're going to take our final break. Again, if you would like to ask us a question, go to transformationtalkradio.com, click on the player, and you'll see the little button that says ask, and you can send us an email. We will be right back after this break.
T tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no-nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And I'm realizing as we're talking today, we're talking about attachments and exploring them. And really, you know, hopefully what we're doing is providing you with a new way to look at them so that you're not beating yourself up and, you know, sort of holding yourself hostage saying, I can't be spiritually successful or happy until I get rid of these things. But I was just thinking, like, we're winding down. I think we only have like three episodes left.
Yeah, like three or four.
It's crazy. I think February 22nd is our last episode. And I think that that's kind of a, you know, I think that's a good example. Like, you know, what I was thinking of when we were talking in the last segment about allowing ourselves to be in the throes and the thick of the experience of being attached to something and allowing that to sort of show us our relationship with it. You know, I think of my practice and, you know, I've been doing this, I think it'll be 4 years this November that I've been doing this full time, or maybe 5 years, I can't remember. Anyway, it's been some time. But almost every single step of the way, either a project or a, you know, sort of a model or a way that I have done my business or things that have been a part of my business and my practice, almost every single step of the way, I have found myself in this place where the mind has been like, oh, okay, we finally arrived. We found the magic formula. We don't have to work anymore. Now we can just coast. Now we can just go into automatic mode. And it really has required me every single step of the way to release my attachment to how I have been doing things, release my attachment to what has brought me success. And of course, now I see it in hindsight, every single step of the way, I've gone on to something bigger, something more exciting, something more thrilling, more challenging, more fulfilling. And it just makes me think that I think a lot of what you know, is very clear for me is how the mind is really the thing that gets attached. Because, I mean, maybe you disagree, I don't know, but it feels to me like the mind always wants to go into the mode where it has to put out the least amount of effort, right? The mind always wants to find the place where it can coast and be in the comfort zone and be predictable and noble and comfortable. And the soul, the spirit, the true self is always saying, no, dude, you got to keep going. Like, you haven't even started, right? You haven't even begun to explore and discover really how powerful you are. But I think, isn't it interesting how there's always, I think, that dance between the mind who always just wants to unplug and say, okay, can we go back to sleep now? And the spirit, the soul, which is always saying, no, come on, let's go to the edge again. Let's go to the edge.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, did I lose you?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm just ruminating. I'm thinking.
No, yeah. I mean, I think as we start to evolve and as we start to pay a little bit more closer attention to what's happening inside of us, we start to become very practiced about what we need and what we are being pulled to. And I think at a certain level, when we do feel these that feeling like you were saying, like, oh, I made it, or I, you know, this is it, or whatever, I think we kind of intuitively know that, okay, yeah, but obviously there's more time left in my lifetime. Like,
right.
Obviously there's more to come. And so, you know, that's one of this, you know, like when we're talking about attachment, it's like this idea of impermanence of yes, things will come and go, but at a certain point, your soul is going to guide you exactly where you need to go. So, yeah, I don't really think that there's ever a place where you're ever going to really feel like, okay, I made it, here I am, because we're creators. We constantly want to create with the new colors that we've just discovered.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we live our lives and we discover these new colors and we're like, oh my God, I didn't know these colors existed. How beautiful. Oh my God, I've made it. And then we're like, okay, but now I want to draw something else with these new colors. So
yeah.
It's constantly a never-ending cascade of creation and discovery. And that is part of the gift of this. So that's why when you do feel attached to the colors that you've just discovered, it's such a gift because it's showing you, yes, these colors are new and they're brand new and you've never seen them before. And oh my God, they're beautiful. But these are going to be the tools that you use to then discover new ones. And so it's, you know, like I'm sure a lot of you who are listening maybe have heard this idea of these mandalas that I don't remember exactly, like Tibetan monks make, and they make them out of sand, and then when they're done, they toss them to the wind, and they're these beautiful intricate designs. And you know, part of the lesson is teaching them the law of impermanence of saying nothing is forever, and also teaching them this feeling of non-attachment. And so we are never, ever, ever complete because it's never over, you know, and that's why you can really never make a mistake because it's never over. It's never over. You're constantly creating and constantly. And
that's where that thing of trust comes in, right? Like knowing that if I can perceive that, oh, I made a mistake or I messed up, the universe is self-correcting. We will guide ourselves. If I should have taken a left, it's like, you know, this big GPS. If I should have taken a left back there, recalculating, I'll find a way to redirect myself back there.
And isn't that the most merciful and graceful thing of the universe?
Yes.
Say, look, this is not the time. And that's one of the most beautiful things is you can make the choice, be like, hey, universe, I'm not ready for this yet. And the universe will say, okay, my child, I will bring it to you when you are ready, or I'll give you another opportunity.
Right. Or I'll let you sit here and contemplate it until you are ready.
Yeah.
Right. It's like whatever we require in that moment always comes to us. I think it's, you know, a lot of it is just allowing what we need to become what we want. And can we be in that place where we accept and trust that what comes to us has value, whether or not it's good or bad, wanted or unwanted? I mean, we can sit in judgment of it all day long, but when we can allow ourselves to relieve ourselves of having to figure out why or what, we can just say, okay, there's a reason, it's valuable. And I loved your analogy of the colors. And this is something that I was sharing a lot, you know, a couple of years ago, is this idea that the universe is a fractal expression, right? It is constantly recurring and repeating and expanding, but it's always moving outwards. It's always moving to a new place. And, you know, it's like I always think of it as a ladder, right? When you're climbing a ladder, the rung that you're reaching for will eventually be the one that you're standing on.
Yes.
But you got to keep climbing. You got to keep climbing. And if we don't, and in those moments, you know, we were saying in the other segment that, you know, life isn't going to be easy, convenient, or comfortable. Yes, there will be moments of ease. Yes, there will be moments of comfortable and of convenience. It's not to say, you know, you always have to be struggling and suffering. It's not, you know, coming to live as a martyr, but we just oftentimes we get so locked into these. And I think that attachments is eventually it's the attachment to a way of doing or being that that's what creates suffering. And I think it's so easy to think like, oh, life is bringing me pain or life is hurting me or life is, you know, hard. And yeah, it may be challenging, but suffering is a different thing than difficult. Mm. Right? Suffering, I think, is the refusal to let go or the refusal to sit with the fear of letting go. And
absolutely.
I think that if we just allow ourselves to sit with whatever is present, whatever it
is. Untethered.
And once again, we're running out of time way too quickly. But
I think we had a question. Maybe we can answer really quick.
Yeah, well, we've only got like a minute. But the question was, and maybe we'll just do a power question. Henrietta saying, I love you guys. I love your show. Do some attachments come from parents and childhood and something that we take with us into our grown-up lives or maybe from our early lives? And you've got a minute. I'll let you answer that.
Yeah. I'll say absolutely. Of course. You know, and that's partial. You know, that's what we signed up for. Of course, we have attachments that are learned through conditioning, through you know, for whatever reason. But I think at the end of the day, your willingness to withdraw your blame to anything on the outside for the reason that you're feeling attached and for the reason that you're feeling the way you do is ultimately going to be your salvation. So instead of saying, here are all the reasons why I'm attached, we can sit with the feeling of attachment and just know and say, thank you, that this is moving me to where I've always meant to become.
Oh my gosh. Jeremy, Yoda, that was a beautiful way to end this. That's perfect. I could not have said it better myself. So yeah, here we go. Thank you everyone for listening.
Thank you everyone.
Yeah. I always love our conversations, Jeremy. I really miss doing this show with you.
Me too.
But I'll try not to be too attached. Thank you for listening, everybody. This is A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy on Transformation Talk Radio. And thank you for joining us. Have a great couple of weeks and we will see you in the end of the month.
Mwah, 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 mwah.
Bye.
You've been listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell, walking the path of freedom. Continue on your path by visiting Andrew's site at andrewmartin.energy. There, you'll find tools and services to support you on your journey of expansion and evolution. If you missed any part of this show, while you are there, you can also download the podcast. Tune in live every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific for A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell. We'll be right back.